This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the show. This is Hump Day Wednesday, July 15, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things happening in Lansing. We're going to be talking about the last-minute scurry of bills that made it through the legislative process before the legislators broke for summer recess. Governor Gretchen Whitmer going through the budget with a fine-tooth comb, vetoing some bills. Definitely not happy camper when it comes to some of the cuts the House Republicans pushed through the budget process. A lot of pork reduced, still well below the amount I think should have been cut. But Matt Hall, Speaker Matt Hall, is still holding firm to his number, $75.2 billion. Even though it was reported that there was an additional $9.2 billion. Well, we're going to be analyzing all that, talking about it. Also, some pretty interesting endorsements coming for the Perry Johnson campaign for governor. Businessman, real estate broker, ran for governor back in 2022. Ryan Kelly has come out and endorsed Perry Johnson's campaign. Also, 2022 and again 2026 gubernatorial candidate Ralph Rebant, the pastor. Well, he's met with Perry and has come out and endorsed him as well. Ralph is actually going to be on the show today between 11 and 11:30 to talk about it. Other endorsements coming all over the state of Michigan, people jumping on the Perry Johnson bandwagon. John James, in the meantime, he's not going to attend the Michigan Republican Party fundraising event, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, July 25th, at Liberty Mountain, USA. Perry Johnson will be there. Mike Cox will be there. Even Mike Rogers, the U.S. Senate candidate. He doesn't go to anything. He's going to be there. But John James evidently has not responded, confirmed his attendance. And this is a fundraiser, folks, for the Michigan Republican Party. This is a fundraising event. So you have to understand, this is very, very concerning that John James doesn't support the Michigan Republican Party. That's basically what he's saying. So we'll continue to follow it. We'll see if he changes his mind. I'll reach out to Drew Spanding, a price slide, to see if he's updated and confirmed, in fact, that he will be attending. But so far, he's not on the website. Very interesting. Mike Cox, I don't know if you guys watched the All-Star game last night, had about three or four commercials airing in the state of Michigan, statewide, during the All-Star game. American League won 4-0. The Tigers, Riley Green, catcher Dylan Dingler, Kevin McGonnell, didn't do so good. But it's going to be an interesting show. Again, Ralph Rebant from 11:30 endorsing Perry Johnson. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Officer Rick, he's off duty today, getting some things done. I'm sure some honeydews around the house. He said, it's been 1 year today since Frank, his dog, died. I still miss him every day, and I'm still not able to get another dog. I don't know if there will ever be a dog that can truly replace him. I said, understand totally. Not looking forward to Mr. Snoop passing. Got another text message. I was totally going to vote for Ralph Rebant until I found out he wasn't going to be on the ballot. He said, now I am definitely going to be voting for Perry Johnson. Thank you very much, Randy, for having Ralph on your show today. Looking forward to what he has to say in the 11:30 time slot. He is truly a godly man, and for him to have vetted these candidates and have decided to endorse Perry Johnson, well, that buys my vote. So, if you don't mind, I will definitely pass that text message along to Ralph during our interview and get his response to it. MERS News Service in Lansing, I believe, basically, absolutely the best news service in Lansing, covering the candidates, covering the issues, just absolutely has a amazing campaign ballot targets that they're putting out there. Healthcare ballot campaign targets incumbent Congressman Tom Barrett, also facing dark money criticism. This is, in my opinion, what basically Abdul El-Sayed is talking about when he says money out of politics. However, this is being done the right way. This is absolutely being done the right way. El-Sayed has got the Democrat money laundering donation pack, Act Blue, funding his campaign. But yet on his campaign signs, it says money out of politics. It's a total ballface, hypocritical lie. Well, Lansing area healthcare advocates blasted Congressman Tom Barrett yesterday morning over his vote on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act subsidies. As they announced, they submitted enough signatures to place a local healthcare initiative before the voters in November. Organizers said Lansing voters submitted 7,385 signatures to Lansing City Clerk last week, exceeding the 4,433 required to qualify to put it on the ballot. The proposals would establish citizen-led healthcare action committees tasked with holding public hearings and developing recommendations to address healthcare costs and access at the local level. The committees would also examine how actions taken by state and federal officials affect the residents of those local communities regarding their healthcare. Some folks are skeptical of the group behind the press conference, Community Action Michigan, which is actually registered as a nonprofit and a state political action committee known as a PAC. Other than Lansing, they're also active in East Lansing, Kalamazoo, Portage, Benton Harbor, and Battle Creek, who have all also sought to adopt this ballot initiative on their city ballots in those cities. Story was first reported by Bridge Michigan, who reported on the group, writing that their registration resembles, quote, hallmarks of so-called dark money efforts, end quote. Though it's largely centered on an unanswered question regarding their funding, origins, and even their board members. Jason Rowe, Barrett's campaign strategist and spokesperson, told MERS News Service that these organizations are, quote, liberal advocacy groups funded totally by dark money, describing the event as nothing more than political theater. Well, the group seems to have been directing their attacks to Congressman Tom Barrett, as well as U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga, which became evident yesterday. For example, advocates repeatedly scrutinized Barrett yesterday morning, whose 7th congressional district includes Lansing and East Lansing, accusing Barrett of supporting federal policies that reduce Medicaid enrollment, increase insurance premiums, and other health care expenses. Oscar Kenstanina said, quote, when politicians like the person who is holding our Congress seat currently vote to cut $1.1 trillion from Medicaid just to give tax breaks to billionaires, they take away health care from our neighborhoods. He went on to say, a regional organizing coordinator for MI Poder, an Ingham County Health Plan board member, he said cuts to federal programs place additional strain on local services originally intended to fill smaller gaps in health care coverage. Residents are already being forced to choose between health care, housing, medication, and gasoline. He also raised concerns about access to continuous mental health care, arguing that untreated medical conditions can ultimately become a community crisis. Our neighbors are paying the price for these decisions that are taking money away from our city, away from our community, while we're not even being consulted about it. There were no public hearings. There were no public meetings. There was not even a coffee town hall type meeting where we could address our concerns with the congressman before he voted on it. We need and demand a health care action plan as it being an important step to identifying exactly what we need here in Lansing, Michigan. Dana Watson, a former East Lansing City Council member who was diagnosed with breast cancer, said having insurance did not protect her family from the financial consequences of her cancer treatment. Watson said lab bills, co-pays, deductibles, and other expenses eventually resulted in her wages being garnished to pay a medical debt. When your wages are garnished, they're allowed to take about a quarter of your net income. This, again, is a quarter of my family's pocket, out of my family's pocket, to pay my medical debt. While we still have to pay my bills on time, utility bills, car bills, and house bills. Watson said locally appointed committee would provide residents with a formal opportunity to have their experiences and to recommend changes rather than leaving healthcare decisions solely up to our elected officials in Washington, D.C. Ted Otten, a Lansing family physician and veteran, said he routinely speaks with patients who are literally having to decide whether they can afford their medication, food, or even their housing payments. He said delaying preventative care often results in patients eventually seeking treatment in emergency room at the hospital. By then, their conditions are more serious and their care is much more expensive. I can't tell you the hundreds of times I've had to debate with patients about what care they should get. But, however, financial decisions was the primary driver. At times, I would actually spend more time talking about their concerns with money than dealing with their blood pressure or their diabetes. The physician, Otten, said that he was absolutely embarrassed that Tom Barrett, a fellow veteran, had to contribute to this problem through and via his votes in Congress. Tom and I both get health care benefits through the VA for serving our country. A health care action plan is an amazing first step toward fixing our broken health care system and holding politicians like Tom Barrett accountable for turning their backs on the people they're supposed to represent in Washington. Organizers claimed monthly premium costs for some residents in Barrett's district had increased monthly from $602 a month to $2,045 per month, while approximately 31,000 district residents receive coverage through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. He also projected that about 22,000 Medicaid recipients in the district could lose their coverage. On the criticism of his Congressman Barrett, Roe explained that their claims were actually misleading. He said that they seemed to be referencing two of his votes. One of them ended the temporary China virus subsidies, and the other one was requiring work requirements to qualify for Medicaid. They're trying to portray this as they vote to cut the programs, but that's not what is happening. During the China virus pandemic, extra money was pumped into the system. They were temporary subsidies put in place, and when those subsidies expired, Congressman Barrett let them expire as they were designed to do. When speaking about the work requirements for Medicaid, he said that's a pretty simple expectation. If someone wants to receive taxpayer funds, there should be a minimum expectation of things the beneficiary can do to earn and deserve them. A very modest 20-hour work requirement or even volunteerism per week is something that most taxpayers who are on the ones ultimately funding Medicaid and Medicare should expect and appreciate, Roe said. I think it also helps to root out waste, fraud, and abuse within the system. And the reality is, if we do not limit the beneficiaries to those who are truly needing it and deserving it, these programs are going to go bankrupt. We cannot continue to have an open check of taxpayer subsidies for people who are unwilling to work or to do anything to improve their situation in life. We have a nearly $2 trillion deficit this year, and we are approaching a $40 trillion national debt. At some point, we have to put the brakes on some of this reckless spending to preserve these programs so they continue to serve the people that truly need them. Dark money going after the congressman. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.